WBYT.
Jess,
what?
I have been sun-kissed this weekend.
I was just looking at your forehead, and I said,
my forehead. Yeah. I wore a hat. I've officially declared it baldy hat wearing season.
No, your forehead's definitely burnt though.
I don't know how it got burnt.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just hat mark.
But we had a great weekend.
Welcome into episode 15 of Radio BYT. My name is Mitch. With me, I've got Jess. No fluffy introductions. I've been told to stay on course this week.
Stay on course.
I'm actually surprised this podcast is getting done because, full disclosure, we've done a lot this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And we kind of kept putting it off because we would do things during the day and then we'd come home and say, kind of tired.
Yeah, let's and do it Monday.
We did a lot today and I'm kind of tired.
It's but all right. We're going to power through.
Dedication at its finest.
We are here to serve you.
Do you have any quick thoughts?
I think we had a great Memorial Day weekend. And if any of our military vets or their families are listening, it is Memorial Day. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifices. We appreciate it.
Yes.
But that's seconded. Quick thought.
That's your quick thought.
Yeah.
I had so many quick thoughts, but I don't have any anymore. So I want to dive, I guess, right into it.
Let's
shall we?
Let's do it.
Extra! Please grab young Baron! Extra! Extra! Read all about it! Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra! 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 Extra!
So, as has been recent, that we've been doing recently at least, I am just going to dive into some news topics. Okay? They can be anything. They're mostly Disney related, but they can be. That was very loud.
I'm sorry.
Why don't we put it on the ground?
I dropped my cup.
It can be Disney related. It can be kind of anything. So where do you want to start?
Let's start Disney.
They're all Disney. Okay. yeah, let's start with this. So Casey's Corner in Disney World has gotten rid of the footlong hot dog, right?
No love lost there for me.
Okay, that's fine. That's not the issue. The issue is that at the same time, they also changed the corn dog nuggets, the beef in the corn dog nuggets. It's no longer beef. It is chicken.
I feel like it's going to taste the same.
So they got rid of the corn dog beef, and now it's chicken hot dogs. They didn't officially announce it.
That's so weird.
That they didn't announce it?
No, that they changed the beef.
It's probably
it's
cheaper.
It's not a hot dog.
But it's probably cheaper.
It's a chicken nugget.
So in the article I read, they said that it's mostly batter anyway, so you really can't tell the difference.
I'm sure you can, but it's not a corn dog anymore. It's a chicken nugget.
Isn't that good, though?
No.
I don't know. So are you upset about the change? He said you're a corn dog nugget / full corn dog aficionado. So are you upset about the change?
Well, I can't say yes or no until I try it. So in July, I will be trying it, and I will let y'all know.
That's just what I want in the dead of summer in Florida in 100% humidity, a hot corn dog.
Ooh, I love corn dogs. Anytime.
I'm going right across the street and getting a nice ice cream that will quickly melt and become
That's typically
milk.
What we do, because you're more of an ice cream guy, and I'm more of a corn dog girl.
Chicken dog.
And then usually you'll steal my dogs.
Yeah.
And all.
I will do that.
Steal a bite of ice cream.
Do you care that they changed it?
Well, again, I can't tell you if I care.
I expected more anger from you. I'm not going to lie. You told me to put it on the agenda.
It sounds like a chicken nugget. And if it tastes different, I can't make a true judgment until I try it.
So I'm going to give you all a peek behind the curtain. I saw this article and started reading it to Jess one night. And she told me to stop. Reading it.
Apparently, I was angry today.
She said, I don't want to hear anymore. And I said, okay.
Well, maybe I was mad about it and I'm clearly over it. Maybe I just had such a good weekend that I really don't care anymore.
You've been sun-kissed.
Until I walk into work tomorrow.
Speaking of mad, the Disney firefighters, they're mad.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are reportedly extremely taxed as Galaxy's Edge and the Skyliner gondola openings approach. The union leader states that they're being asked to do more with less workers than ever before. They state they do not have enough firefighters on hand to keep guests safe in the event something should happen.
First of all, I didn't even know Disney had their own firefighters, like their own union.
Reedy Creek? That's a mouthful. Reedy Creek. Anyway, the district administrator contradicted that statement, believing they provide appropriate levels of fire and medical services. Do you believe the union leader, or is it a ploy for more benefits?
Didn't they just get a raise? I feel like I read that. They recently got tons more money for the union.
Well, they want more.
I don't know. I feel like if they're voicing their concerns about people's safety...
They want more money.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not.
So, fun fact, it came out shortly after I wrote this in the agenda that partially it's because they want more money.
Well...
So, because the
reason, I always believe in the good of people.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
I know.
The reason why I said that, though, is it a ploy for more money, or do you think it's real? Is because let's take it back, right? A peek behind the curtain of Disney. Like, say they don't open new lands, there's still more people than ever before in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's worse, not having more space to disperse those people, or having a bunch of people crammed into one land?
And let's
especially
think about,
in that park.
Let's think about it realistically too. If there's, say, Splash Mountain has caught on fire numerous times.
Yeah.
So let's say there's a fire at Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
What is the chances there being a fire in Animal Kingdom the same exact time there's a fire on Splash Mountain? Like, pretty slim, right? Your cards would have to be well aligned.
There's a lot of rain in Florida. No, yeah, you're probably pretty good.
But
fireworks.
I'm just trying to be realistic. Like,
yeah.
Are they really that honed down on fire issues that is there a lot of fires in Disney World that we need to be concerned about?
Yes.
Is there?
Do you remember that Seven Dwarfs caught on fire one time because of the fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really with the shows that it becomes an issue. More so, you know, honestly, I don't think it's so much about fires or like that kind of safety. Mm-hmm. I think it's medical issues.
But Disney shouldn't solely be responsible for EMTs.
Would be the quickest on the scene.
Yeah.
So I think it's more so medical issues, but I don't know. I don't really care. Like, no offense to them and like the service that they do. It's obviously really important, but like, it really doesn't affect me.
Well, it does, because if something were to happen to you in a park, then that's another story, and then you'd be really thankful that they had the staff. I think the underlying issue is, A, is it really just because they want more money, or B, do they really truly think that they need more staff to outfit these new attractions and the number of people coming into the parks?
I don't think so. I think it is... They see that these new lands are opening and they feel like they should be compensated more because they have to deal more.
Yeah. And they're going to bring in stupid amounts of money because of it.
Exactly. Does it impact the way that you would plan a vacation?
No.
They were to go on strike.
If they were to go on strike, then the town of Kissimmee or the city of Kissimmee
Celebration.
Wherever they're located would take care of
I love
the general
names.
Public.
Don't you love Florida names?
They're
Celebration Florida. What a fun name. I don't know. It doesn't affect me at all. Not that it doesn't affect me, but it doesn't affect the way I would approach a vacation. I'm still going to go no matter what. And if I were to pass out from something, or if something were to catch fire while
Thank
I was
God
on
Jamie's
it.
Thank God Jamie's a nurse. We'd be fine.
Exactly. I have friends roughly 5 minutes away.
2 minutes away from Magic Kingdom.
So it only takes one call and I'm sure they would be there.
No, if they went on strike and my vacation was pending, that was not me. That was Oliver. I would not cancel my vacation because of it.
All right, fair enough.
Can you look at him?
Yeah, I know. He just decided to park his head. That
crazy
took me out of
dog.
It. Anyway, you want to know something else funny that happened recently?
What?
So Celebration, because I mentioned Celebration, right? They just opened a fountain that they were refurbishing for like 3 months, right? And they immediately had to... Have you heard about this?
I did.
They immediately had to close it again because I guess it said Walt Disney World on it, but instead of saying Walt, W-A-L-T, it said Wald. Like
W-A-L-D.
Yeah.
So somebody spelt the sign wrong.
But they didn't. But they didn't only spell that wrong in it. So this is what's not being seen in it. Not only did they spell that wrong, but they were supposed to say Captiva Island on it, and instead it said Captative Island on it.
Oh.
So I guess HOA members in Celebration, Florida are like pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did they have to pay money to get it refurbished in the first place, but now they have to pay money to get it fixed.
Why would they have to pay to get it fixed? The company who made it, well, it depends on whose fault it is. But the person who either submitted the words needs to pay for it out of their paycheck.
I guess.
Or the company.
But that's the point, I guess, of them paying. I don't know. They have to pay. Either that or this misinformed person got hold of like a news anchor and was able to say like, my HOA dues are going to it, you know?
I just don't see that being realistic. I think that's fake news.
They misspelled Captiva Island. Should people be upset about the misspelling and the cost to fix it?
Well, it depends on who has to pay for it, but I don't think an HOA association would have to pay for it.
Can I give you a hot take?
Sure.
I think they should keep it misspelled.
Sure, do
it. Because I feel like that's like a thing, right, that just becomes so famous and so, like, infamous, actually,
yeah,
that
people
absolutely go to see it. So, like, I feel like people would go to Celebration, like, Florida just to see the Walt Disney World fountain, you know?
Oh, I think that's so silly.
They should keep it misspelled. I think that would be awesome.
I think statues are silly, though. Like, why are we wasting our money on a statue or refurbishing one at this point? I just think it's silly.
You want to talk natural disasters?
Oh, God. No.
Disneyland could be that's a tough word on a Monday.
Sustainable.
Susceptible to flooding if they were to get a storm.
Well, that's
because
awful.
There's a dam in Riverside and Orange County that is 78 years old that was just recently assessed by the government and labeled high urgency that it needs to get fixed because if they were to get a lot of rain, it would break and flood the surrounding area.
Well, they better freaking fix it. My memories depend on it.
Is it a real issue, though, given where it's located? Like, Southern California doesn't get a ton of rain to begin with. I mean, unless we get, like...
You never know with Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. Know. She's a real...
She's a real beast. Fix it.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Well, the reason why I asked that, though, is because... All right. Because it's Southern California, they don't get a ton of rain. They've labeled it high urgency. I feel like by the time they would get a flood, it would be fixed already. Like, don't you think you just fix it? Like, how difficult can it be to fix it?
I don't know. I'm not in construction, but if it hasn't been...
You're not privy to expert dam knowledge?
No. Maybe Disney should fix it. They have their money in construction. Have their guys fix it.
I don't know. I don't like it. What else next? Let's go to Street Smarts.
Street smarts.
Did you hear about the former Disney employee that was busted for stealing $7,000 worth of Haunted Mansion costumes?
He's a gem.
So
gem.
He sold the costumes.
To who? Who would buy that?
Hold on, this gets better. He used his employee ID to get in, obviously, mm-hmm. So they were able to track him that way. But he is also the person that took... You ever hear the it was like a Twitter account, Backdoor Disney? I think I had used that. We may have even talked about it on this podcast to show you the inside of the Great Movie Ride mm-hmm. after they had dismantled it.
Yeah.
That was his account
yep.
that tweeted all that stuff. So he ran that. It's now defunct, obviously, because he's in jail. He's also connected with the stolen Buzzy animatronic from Cranium Command in Epcot, which closed a while ago,
mm-hmm.
which... it was told to me that was like kind of the early version of Inside Out.
Yep.
Where the person controlled the brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and authorities came into contact with the man who bought the stolen goods in April, who ID'd the guy. And that's how they were able to find out who it was.
But like, what man would buy all those costumes?
Wouldn't you? Like if someone came up to you and said, I have authentic Haunted Mansion costumes that you can have, you wouldn't consider buying them?
Like what the cast members wear when you like
yeah.
walk up?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
They probably smell.
I would buy them. Yeah, I don't care if they smell. Like, you know how much that could be worth? Say that attraction were to close.
It better not.
But say it was to.
Yeah.
How much would that be worth then? You make a $1,000 investment and you could be sitting on millions.
A landmine.
Yeah.
I'd probably wear it on Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah, exactly. Hello. On Halloween. Anyway, but I was talking to someone at work, and they were saying that it's labeled, it's given the worth of $7,000, but the way that it's Disney, it's really only like three.
Yeah.
So is it, I don't know, is it really that big of a deal? I mean, it is for him. That guy's screwed, but is it really a big deal?
To Disney, no, it's really not a big deal. They have people.
They have that whole backstage place. They show you all the costuming on the old backlot tour.
But they have people making those costumes constantly, and I'm sure, like, they're constantly making new costumes because they rip or something happens, whatever. No, I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think Disney needs to fix their system where they're allowing this guy to take all these costumes. Like, I thought the old Disney cast member system was they couldn't take out more than one costume a day. And yeah, they had to return it the same day.
This guy went in and stole them all.
Well,
he went like into the Utilidor system and said, these are all mine. Bye. And left.
I don't know.
They're mine now.
I just don't understand how people get away with stealing things in Disney. There's cameras everywhere.
I don't know. But they didn't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I would blame Joe Schmo working in security, not doing his job. Should have been on to that.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, before we're going to jump into something Universal related. Before we do that, I want to give a quick public service announcement that if you can hear my dog snoring in the background, I apologize. He has fallen asleep at my feet.
He's tired.
So I apologize for that.
Time in the sun.
I'll try to fix it in post, but I doubt that I can.
I don't think they'll hear it.
Anyway, so Universal released new images and actually a video of the Hagrid motorbikes for, this is going to be a mouthful, I've never had to say the name before, Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
I call the bike.
You call the bike. They also released video of the bikes on the track. Does this get you excited for the ride? Do you care about the ride? Are you excited at all about the ride? It's not Disney.
No, I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited to, you know, check it out. And I want to ride the bike.
You want to ride? So
you will be on my side.
I've done a ton of research and I'm not letting you ride the bike because it's noted that they're two entirely different experiences between the bike and the sidecar. The bike is the more thrilling part of the ride, whereas the sidecar is more like family oriented.
Well, I'll ride the bike first and let you know how it goes. And then you can ride the bike second.
Okay, we're going to ride it twice. That's fine. How do you think that it looks now that we have actual real footage as opposed to like the people, the vloggers over the wall, like with their selfie sticks or whatever? Hi.
Well, finally, I feel like it's been forever.
That's how Universal does it, though. They don't ever announce anything. They just do.
They just do that.
So I don't know. I've been excited for it. I'm a huge Harry Potter person, but I'm not as excited as I feel like I should. Like, I feel like my theme park bubble kind of burst a few years ago where I was like on forums every day and I knew what was coming and I was like, oh, you got to look at this. Like, look at this thing that they released. Now I'm just kind of like, I'll take it as it comes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I feel like sometimes the anticipation, they announce it too early. So like the buzz kind of wears off.
Well, but that's the difference between this ride and then the Gringotts ride. The Gringotts ride was all inside, so you couldn't really see anything unless they released something.
Yep.
This is outside, so if a person walks by, they can lift their arm up and get a good view of everything that's going on. So I see what you're saying there, and I just feel like everything's more... Like, they do drone flyovers all the time and get the aerial photos and all that, and we... I don't know, and then there's so many insiders now that have... in the know knowledge and are able to explain things way before they even happen. So I don't know. It's kind of like spoilers in movies, you know? Let's dive back. We have a couple entertainment things related before we dive into Aladdin. Cause we saw Aladdin.
Yeah, it was good.
You can just stop listening now. It's done. It was good. It was good. So there was a poll that was done where 22% of Americans said they would cancel Netflix if the Marvel movies were removed. The rate was at, for my age, not your age though, for users 18 to 29, it was actually 35%.
I am 29.
Not for long.
Oh, you're an ass.
Does that number seem low to you, 22%?
No. Because
I feel like that's
low. No, I'm surprised it's that high.
22%? That's not a lot. Because
if Netflix took off Marvel and I liked Netflix, it wouldn't matter to me.
I don't know. That seems low to me.
No, I think it's high.
Do you think Netflix is in trouble?
Yes. We've had this discussion. Absolutely.
Right. But this kind of puts concrete numbers to it. Like, if think about it this way, because they're obviously going to lose the Marvel stuff after whatever contract is up. So they can basically count on probably 30% of their user base dropping off.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot.
God, I don't know how many Netflix subscribers there are, but you times
five.
That.
Maybe six on a good day. I don't know.
That's a lot of money.
Because you know how it is. It's one person has a Netflix account and shares it with six other people. Mm-hmm. So there's probably like 30 million, but it's on the books, it's really one, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what their stocks do once Disney Plus opens.
They're going to plummet. They may already... Didn't they declare bankruptcy not too long ago?
Yeah.
Yikes.
We'll see what happens.
Speaking of Disney and pulling in other properties, they kind of announced a little bit how they're going to work Deadpool into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
They're toying, I guess, around with three ideas. One is to give him his own Disney Plus extended series. The other option is to give him Deadpool 3, obviously. Yep. But I think that's going to come anyway. I think they're trying to work in a way to get him into the universe before they do that. And the third option is to introduce him in not this Spider-Man movie, but Spider-Man 3.
I think they're going to throw him in Spider-Man.
See, I don't know how that works, because they went to extreme lengths to make sure Spider-Man was like super young. And I don't see a rated R Deadpool working with Spider-Man, at least this iteration of Spider-Man yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I would say the extended series on Disney Plus, but then they're going to extreme lengths to make Disney Plus a family oriented.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either.
So then, really, it's Deadpool 3. And I feel like that would work because he breaks the fourth wall. So he can say, look at me, I'm in the MCU now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it would work. And then that's the way you establish like a rated R universe of characters for Marvel and for Disney in and of itself. But what do you think? You think that that's the best way, or you think it's going to be in Spider-Man?
I don't know. I thought that 3 was already in the books, but I guess it wasn't. So I was Deadpool misinformed. 3? Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, because they did Deadpool 1, they did Deadpool 2. And then I think because of the Disney Fox merger, they re-released Deadpool 2 as Once Upon a Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple new scenes added, and it was PG-13.
I see.
And I think they wanted to do that to see how the audience would react to a PG-13 Deadpool. I didn't actually see it, but it is on demand. So maybe, 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm up, I will throw it on.
Check it out.
But lastly, and this number may have changed since I got this earlier in the week, but the Avengers Endgame has officially passed Avatar at the U.S. box office. So it has grossed over $780 million at the U.S. box office, but still sits behind Avatar in the global, like overall.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar grossed $2.78 billion, and Avengers has $2.6 billion.
It will surpass it soon.
So you think that it will?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's been out about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's third at the box office now. Aladdin's number one, John Wick is number two, and maybe even fourth. I think it will. I think there's enough time, because it's only been a month. Usually I think it's like 2 months or so that they're in. So I think they may keep it in there until they pass it. I'd love to see that, to be honest with you.
I think it will. They're so close anyways.
Do you think Avatar was that good of a movie? That it should have grossed $2.78 billion?
I think we left the theater like, oh, that was cool. But I would not waste 4 hours of my life watching it again.
I've seen the movie once. It was with you.
Mm-hmm. And it was so long.
I can't dedicate that amount of time.
It's like watching the Titanic.
But they made a whole land over Avatar. It's a nice land.
It is.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think they did that because it made so much money. And it is really cool. I'm just not into Avatar. Maybe other people are. It's just not my thing.
So Disney also announced the upcoming releases that they'll have in the theaters. And like over the next 5 years, I think there's 5 sequels to Avatar planned. Are you going to see a sequel to
No, thank you.
I don't even know how you can do that at this point. It's like how they did like Anchorman 2 and it was like 10 years after the fact. Or,
yeah, I'm not into it.
But I feel like we should see it. I feel like we're obligated to see it because it was one of the first things we did as a couple.
I'm good.
No? Okay. We're not nostalgic like that?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
You can take Ollie.
Speaking of nostalgia, oh, I'm so good with the segue. I'm not going to take Ollie. He's going to fart and stink and make everybody leave. Speaking of nostalgia, Disney's Aladdin out in theaters.
I loved it so much. It was so good.
You enjoyed it, huh?
You really did.
You want to give a quick... We're not going to do a synopsis. You've seen Aladdin before. It's the same movie.
Yeah, it's the same movie, just with real people.
With real-ish people. But walk me through it. So you enjoyed the characters. Did you like the guy, Mina Masood, I think is his name, is Aladdin?
Aladdin. I loved him. I thought he was awesome.
What did you think of Jasmine?
Liked her too.
She was the, I forget what her real name is, which is probably bad since we're doing a podcast about it. But she was the Pink Ranger in the reboot of the Power Rangers.
Yep.
Will Smith is the genie.
I really liked him. I was surprised because there are so many mixed feelings on Will Smith being the genie.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed his character. I thought he brought a lot of fun to... And I kind of like how the story, like, circulated more around him.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away anything, but I don't remember the beginning happening in the original movie.
It didn't. So in the original movie, it began... It was the genie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Robin Williams' character. He was playing a different guy. It was like the old guy that was telling the story.
Yep.
But he wasn't telling it to anybody. He was telling it to the audience.
So, yeah, I liked how they did his story. They kind of made it full circle. I enjoyed that part of it. I hope I didn't give away any spoilers.
If you did, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
But if you, all right, I'm trying to figure out how I wanted to do this. How did you like your theater experience? Because there's a lot of people that are going to see this.
We had a very interesting theater experience. So we went on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. It was early Friday night. I think our movie started at, 6:40?
Naomi Scott, by the way, is the woman who played Jasmine.
6:40 was our movie start time. So Mitch and I got decent seats in the theater, but it was crowded. And there were a lot of children there.
Like, I wasn't expecting to be there, like young kids too. I wasn't expecting there to be as many young kids as there were in the theater, which I'll dive into that a little bit in a while. But did you appreciate, all right, so they had the same characters obviously, but they did a little bit different of twists on it. So like the Sultan wasn't as zany and crazy as he was in the animated film. And Jafar wasn't as maniacal.
Yeah.
He was more so kind of like egotistical and crazy. Mm-hmm. How did you like how they interpreted those characters?
I wanted the Sulfur. Is that
Sulfur? The Sultan?
Sulfur. I'm thinking fire.
Yeah.
I wanted the Sultan to be a little bit more like not involved, but a little bit more like, like, I don't know.
A little more ruling. And he seemed very like scared. Kind of
laid
and it was
back.
Weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Very timid.
Yeah.
Jafar's character, I expected him to be a little bit more evil.
Yeah.
Like he didn't scare me as much as the animated Jafar did.
Right. I feel like he needed to be more imposing in order to get us to buy in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, obviously, the movie revolves around Aladdin, Jasmine, the genie, the magic carpet, Abu, like those characters. And that's just kind of a thing. Jafar's kind of a plot device just to move the story along. Yep. But I needed him to... He didn't do enough to kind of take over the movie and make his thing believable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care for Iago as the parrot in this one. I felt like that was just like a convenience factor. Like, oh, we need this to happen.
Throw the parrot in.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, there's two characters that I really enjoyed throughout this whole movie. One is obviously the genie, which I was very, mm-hmm. I was very down on the whole time leading up to this movie.
Yeah, you were.
I felt like with the genie, they were giving us too much in the clips,
mm-hmm.
like in the trailers and whatnot, to the point that I kind of had to like not look at it.
But they really didn't. Like, they really didn't.
They, a little bit. Not. I mean, the genie didn't look great at the beginning, but I feel like they needed to try to win back that audience so much. They dropped the whole Prince Ali musical like a day before the movie came out.
Yeah.
So like I watched 20 seconds of it and I said, I can't watch this because that's my favorite song. So I kind of stopped that. I felt like they were just trying to win back people. So they kept giving too many trailers, but I had to look up her name. The person I liked who wasn't even a character in the original animated film mm-hmm. was the handmaiden
mm-hmm.
in it. Her real name is Nassim Pedrad.
I need to watch the original movie.
So again. She was, that character really wasn't in it. Like as much as it was, at least in terms of how she worked into the overall story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I felt like that was a nice little play on the overall story.
Well, because it really helped the story come full circle.
Right. So I enjoyed her. She was on Saturday Night Live, I think for 5 seasons. And she also played Winston's wife
in
New Girl. So I thought her comedic timing was like perfect mm-hmm. in the movie. And she played off Will Smith incredibly well,
yep.
which really did well to humanize the genie and give him a good story.
I agree.
Overall, was it enjoyable for you?
I think our movie theater experience aside, I think the overall experience was good. I really enjoyed the movie. I think I would essentially see it again. It would probably be like a Redbox type deal.
Yeah. I may have to buy it because we own all the other ones. May as well.
Yeah. I liked it. How was your movie theater experience?
I'm gonna get into that in the next question. Overall, I think this may be the best live action remake that we've gotten thus far. And I'll kind of talk about those two in a second because I want to go over the Rotten Tomatoes ranking for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see where you think it falls over. We haven't seen them all, but just to see where you think it falls. My movie theater experience, this is a testament to the movie because I was able to stay concentrated on the film, but there were two?
Yeah, at least three.
There were kids behind us, and they were little kids. They couldn't have been over three.
Mm.
Maybe two. Two or three.
They were running up and down the stairs.
So I knew it was going to be a bad experience when you and I sat down, we had our popcorn, and next thing we just hear like things falling to the ground.
M&Ms,
and
you look, you know.
And you go, the kid dropped his M&Ms. And I said, oh no. So it was about three. They were pretty decent though. It was about 3/4 of the way through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the most important part of the movie. And the kid behind me just started going wild, like running up and down the aisle. I gotta go pee. Like, and he's the fastest peer of all time. I'm like, all right, he was being super loud. And I was thinking to myself, like, all right, cool. If he goes to the bathroom, I got a good 5 minutes that I can actually just like settle down. So he goes, I gotta go pee, gets up, pets me on the head. I thought at first that he may have just been like going for the seat and accidentally got me, but like he kind of like
rubbed
grazed
you.
Rubbed my head. And I go to you in the middle of the movie and you're like focused on it. I've never seen you so focused on a film. And I go, the kid just pet me. And you just lost it. And so then he comes back and then that must have been his grandfather on the side of him. Starts bribing the guy with the kid with everything. You want to get pizza later? Starts swearing at him, not swearing, but yelling at him in Spanish. right?
Siéntense.
Yeah, what, I don't know what that
he
means.
He was telling him to sit down in Spanish and be okay. quiet.
Well, he wasn't listening. No. So that kid, kudos to you for trying to bring the kid to the theater, but don't next time because that was awful. That was absolutely terrible. That being said, I did enjoy Will Smith as the genie. I honestly think he was one of the best parts. If I had to describe it, though, I would tell you that the first 15 to 20 minutes, I was kind of like, I'm not so sure what we're doing here. That's the whole like market scene.
Yep.
And I felt like the effects were at their worst in those scenes.
See, I don't pay attention to that sort of stuff. Like, you have that kind of eye. I'm just
so
with it.
Like, I was looking at it, and one, you could tell that, like, they weren't really singing at that point, mm-hmm. which got better throughout the movie. But, like, the guy that plays Aladdin, you could tell it because he wasn't doing as much emotion as there was in the vocals. So there's that. And then as far as the effects, you could also tell that they were behind, that a screen, green screen was behind them because they kind of had a little glow about them, and it was like, it just didn't look quite real,
mm-hmm.
but it got way better the rest of the movie. So after that was over and we kind of got into the thick of things, actually, it was around the time that they introduced the genie. I was like, all right, I'm in. And it worked because it was really good. So does the genie hold a candle to Robin Williams? No, but you're not going to. They did a different thing with this, and I think that that...
It worked. That it worked.
It worked well, and they didn't really even want to touch Robin mm-hmm. Williams. They were like, let's just do something different.
They did something completely different, and it worked.
Would you recommend the movie to a friend?
Yeah, for sure.
Did it make you feel better or worse about the upcoming live-action Lion King?
I don't like Lion King.
You're going to see it.
I don't want to.
You're going to see it. So let me run down.
It just makes me sad.
So these are the live-action movies that have come out. So far,
mm-hmm.
Alice in Wonderland, and I'm not really doing sequels. Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Peach Dragon, Dumbo, and Maleficent.
I've only seen like half of them.
You've seen Cinderella, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, and Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, where would you put this at the top, bottom, middle?
I would put it top. I think my top three would be... Beauty and the Beast,
yeah.
Aladdin, Cinderella. I don't know. It's so hard because I like them all for different reasons.
So in terms of the scores, this movie mm-hmm. has the highest audience score of all the live action
wow.
films. It was sitting at like a 91% approval from the audience. The second highest was The Jungle Book with 86%. And then Beauty and the Beast had 80. Cinderella had 78. Alice in Wonderland had a 55%, which is kind of crazy. That movie kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Peach Dragon, I didn't see. Dumbo, I didn't see. I did see Maleficent. That had a 70. I don't care about that, and I don't like that we're getting a sequel. There are some upcoming ones. There's obviously The Lion King. You're not excited for that.
No.
How do you feel about Mulan?
I don't even think I saw the original one.
I'm kind of excited for a Mulan. We're going to get a little more martial arts in there, so that'd be cool. A little action, you know? Maleficent 2.
Where's it? Little Mermaid? Like, where's that live action?
I think it's been announced.
Well, give
but
it
it's not
me.
It's not listed on the upcoming one. So Maleficent 2.
Mm.
What about Cruella?
I would like
that's
that.
Got Emma Stone as Cruella de Vil.
Mm.
That's weird choice, right?
Weird, yeah.
I think it could work though. Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
I think with that they're also doing a Tinkerbell one.
Oh, that will be fun.
I think you can make that one movie instead of two, but that's
so
okay.
Too.
That's okay. Sword in the Stone.
No, thank you.
I sound like the Wu-Tang Clan. Swords. Pinocchio.
Mm.
They're doing Rose Red.
Rose Red.
So that is going to be a different take on Snow White from the point of view of her sister, Rose Red.
Mm.
I don't like that.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about that.
And lastly, they're doing a Prince Charming movie. We do not know yet if it's going to be Snow White's Prince Charming or Cinderella's Prince Charming, but they're doing it. Also, with that,
I hope it's Snow White.
Emma Watson has said she's interested in reprising her role as Belle for a sequel to Beauty and the Beast.
She wants that money.
She wants that Disney money. And I think his name's Dan Stevens, who played the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, said he would either do a prequel or a sequel. He's interested in doing both.
He's all in. He wants
and
that money.
They did announce a live-action mermaid. I don't think they've done anything for casting or anything like that, but it is announced.
Pick me.
Pick you.
I want to be Ursula.
You lack the redhead.
I want to be Ursula.
You
want to
be Ursula?
Yes.
I like that. That'd be fun. That's what you're going to do as Ursula? Ha, 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 ha.
I would love it. She's my favorite villain.
We can have Ollie and Thor as the
poor unfortunate eels, the electric eels. Disney, call me.
So is there anything that you're like super excited from the upcoming ones?
No.
No, me either. I'm excited for The Lion King just because I like The Lion King. That's my favorite. God. That's my second favorite,
Can
actually.
Can somebody go with him because that movie just breaks my heart.
Slide into my DMs. I am taking applications to be a guest with me to go see the movie.
I'll pay you. I'll buy your ticket, popcorn, and even slip you a 50 to deal with him.
There you go. So if you would like to go see The Lion King with me, you can get $50, popcorn, and the ticket. It would be free. So think about it. Let us know at Buyer Terms on all social media. Anything else?
No. I'm ready for relaxation.
It's the relaxation station. I feel you. So with that, I guess we'll be off. You can find our vlogs on YouTube if you search By Your Terms. We are coming fast and furious with them. At this point, we just dropped a new one. It is us going to Taste the South Coast 2019. You can also see our whale watch excursion. We got a new one coming up. We're diving into the world of theme parks,
yes,
which I'm excited
about.
So we went to Lake Compounds and we vlogged about it the whole time. So there's that on our YouTube. You can also get our shirts at shopwithbyt.com. That's all Disney themed shirts and whatnot. We do have other ones coming out themed to us. Don't know when, but they're coming. And then you can also, like I said, find us at Buyer Terms on all social media. Oh, blogs and custom orders are at buyyourterms.com.
Did I miss anything? No, I think you got it all.
I am waving a marker around like you read about it. I've been doing it the whole episode. But with that said, I guess we will be off. We will see you next time.
Bye.